Vladimir Putin there wrapping up that impromptu press conference taking place inside the Kremlin, I suspect, in Moscow. He said the Kiev government is failing to implement our agreements. We have recognised the borders of the two regions, Luhansk and Donetsk. We will be using armed forces abroad. He has confirmed what has happened away from that scene that you were just looking at inside the upper house of the Russian parliament. This includes military assistance to perform all our obligations, he said, live now to Moscow and our correspondent there, Dorsa Jabari. So, Dorsa, I guess this was really a foregone conclusion that he would get the green light that he was looking for.
Certainly, but I think, Peter, I have to tell you, it happened so quickly that we're still trying to process everything, the events that have unfolded over the past few hours. First, the request that he, the agreement that he signed last night first went to the parliament, the Duma here earlier today, and that was ratified and signed by MPs. And then there was this request that we hadn't heard at all anything about until we heard that the upper house of parliament was convening a special session to vote on what Vladimir Putin had asked of them. His request was to approve troop deployments outside of Russia. And the parliament met very quickly, and in, I would say, less than an hour, the senators all voted, 153 of them, unanimously to approve Vladimir Putin's request. And he is, of course, the commander-in-chief in this country. At that session in the upper house of the country's parliament, we heard from various high-ranking ministers who urged that this needs to be approved because, as the defense minister said, that Russia needs to protect the local population in those regions that have been declared independent as of last night in Donetsk and Lugansk. And then we just found out that following a meeting with the president of Azerbaijan, Vladimir Putin said he will speak to the press about everything that's been happening. And we saw him. We were expecting him to walk out with his Azerbaijani counterpart, but he came out alone. He took very few questions and he left very quickly. It was less than 15 minutes, I think. But he made it very clear that this is something that needed to be done. He wanted the approval that he got. And one reporter asked him, so where are these troops going? What is their line that they're going to into in Donbass? And he said, I haven't said they will go anywhere yet. They're not going anywhere yet. So he made it very clear that he has not officially deployed any Russian troops to the newly declared republics. But I think the most important line that came from the Russian president is that he said that they recognized all the documents, including the constitution where the borders are indicated. I think this is a very important point. According to the constitution of those two republics, now independent republics, their administrative regions are much greater than the actual regions they control because that is under the control of the Ukrainian government. So this has been the question since last night. Everybody's asking, where are the borders going to be drawn? Vladimir Putin was asked as well. He said that is still up for discussion, and he even admitted that some of those lines cross into Ukraine, the administrative lines that the newly independent states claim they're in control of. He said that needs to be discussed at a later date. I think this is very important to keep in mind. The boundaries and the lines that will define these new independent states have to be agreed upon with the government in Kiev. Of course, that is a government that Russia does not really have much faith in or belief in. Even the Russian foreign minister, as well as the president, said they don't really see them as having any sovereignty. So it's going to be very difficult to see how this can all be worked out when the only peace agreement they had has been virtually destroyed over the past 24 hours. Vladimir Putin also said that the Minsk agreement is no longer standing. So it remains to be seen what will happen in the coming hours and days.
But when it comes to the borders of these two new republics that come under the umbrella, the watchful eye, if you will, Dorsa, of the powers that be in the Kremlin, i.e. Mr. Putin, is it something of a diplomatic conjuring trick, a sleight of hand, when he says, look, I've got the approval to deploy troops abroad, but I haven't deployed troops abroad, because the reality is he doesn't have to deploy troops abroad officially because he's got Russian peacekeepers on the ground in that region already. And I guess very quickly, they could literally just change their uniforms, rip off one insignia, put on another insignia and hey presto, they go from being peacekeepers to being Russian soldiers on the ground in eastern Ukraine.
Certainly. I think one of the things on this request from President Putin to the parliament was that he could deploy troops anywhere at any time for any length of time to carry out any task. And I think that's what could possibly take place in Donbass. These so-called peacekeepers, that they haven't, the Russian government hasn't even confirmed that they've sent them in. We've had on-the-ground reports of them being present there. It could possibly be a situation where they were initially peacekeepers and they could then become part of the Russian military. It's a very, very gray area at the moment, and I think it's designed to be that way by the officials here and by the president. I think there's a deliberate effort by Putin to carry out these chess moves, as we've seen over the past few days. Sequencing of events that we've seen unfold with a narrative that we've heard all lead to where we are right now, which is honestly a very dangerous situation. And all parties agree that things are really very much beyond the point of diplomatic talks, diplomatic efforts. I think in the coming hours, we're going to hear from U.S. President Joe Biden, and we'll have to see how the government in Kiev also reacts. I think their response to all of this will be key as to how Vladimir Putin decides to make his next move.
Dorsa, for the moment, thank you so much. Dorsa Jabari there, our correspondent in Moscow, live now to Vienna. And I'd